Hey, everyone, and welcome to Developer Tea. My name is Jonathan Cottrell, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about how to deal with turbulence. Today's episode is sponsored by Dev Bootcamp. Dev Bootcamp is a short-term, immersive software development program that transforms those who are new to coding into job-ready, full-stack web developers. We will talk a little bit more about Dev Bootcamp later on in today's episode. When I was young, my dad would take me and the rest of our family flying. And he was the pilot. Dad has had a private pilot's license for longer than I've been alive. Now, you may expect that this is a child's dream scenario, getting to fly pretty much anytime they wanted to. But the thing was, I was incredibly sensitive to turbulence, and I get pretty sick, and perhaps more importantly, easily frightened when we would fly. Now, this was especially true whenever we flew over mountainous regions. One day, Dad explained to me how, as the airplane moved through the air kind of treated the airplane like a river treats a stick that's floating downstream. If that river has a rock in it, the water flowing over the rock might rise a bit, then fall back down, go to the left or the right, fitting to the contour of the riverbed. He taught me this not because it would change the experience of the turbulence or somehow fix my intolerance, but instead, it would change the way I thought about the turbulence. Now, today, I want to talk to you about turbulence, but as it relates to programming languages and practices, and perhaps even can be applied more broadly to some of your life experiences. I experienced this today. As I was working with a developer, we happened upon a problem with a front-end view we were working on. We tried pushing some items into a set of arrays in the view, and we kept on hitting errors. We couldn't, for example, modify an array that was nested inside of another array. And instead, we had to modify the top-level array, and it got messy really fast. Anyway, the particulars aren't necessarily important. After about 30 minutes of Googling and fixing one thing just to break another, we realized something profound, that if we did this particular data transformation elsewhere, more specifically, if we had done it not in our view, we could have been done practically moments after we started. It struck me shortly after that this wasn't a mistake in the design of the language. Instead, this was part of the design of this particular language, a view templating syntax, to be exact, that disallowed us from manipulating data to a significant extent. Now, why would a language be designed to be harder to use? We'll talk about that after I discuss today's sponsor, Dev Bootcamp. Are you thinking about becoming a software developer? Check out Dev Bootcamp. Dev Bootcamp is a short-term, immersive software development program that transforms those who are new to coding into job-ready, full-stack web developers. Learn front and back-end web development, teamwork, and leadership skills in a rigorous and inclusive environment. In just 19 weeks, you can join over 1,900 graduates and counting. Dev Bootcamp has several locations around the country and is accepting applications now. So visit devbootcamp.com/developer T to learn more and let the folks at Dev Bootcamp know that you're a listener of Developer T. Thanks so much to Dev Bootcamp for sponsoring today's episode. So we left off talking about the experience I had at work today, the front-end templating language that wouldn't allow me to manipulate arrays of data I was working with. And this kind of thing happens a lot, doesn't it? You expect a language or a tool or perhaps even a person to behave a particular way and it or they simply won't cooperate. This could be a major point of frustration if you let it be. Or you can recognize that usually things are the way they are for a purpose, or at the very least, they are the way they are for a reason. In my particular case, with a front-end templating language, what do you think the reason or purpose was for this seeming lack of features? Perhaps the syntax was incomplete or somehow designed poorly, but there's a deeper, more meaningful possibility here that we haven't explored. Perhaps the designer of the syntax is encouraging me through the design of the syntax. He's encouraging me, the developer, to use the templating language in the way it was intended to be used. If you've worked in structures like MVC, you've likely heard the advice of separating your logic and your data from your view. As my coworker and I sat looking at the code, we realized that we were in some serious turbulence. I took a step back and asked, maybe this is how this is supposed to be. And so the code was rewritten, and we floated down the river, moving through that turbulence and back onto our original course. We could accomplish what we wanted to accomplish because we responded to the turbulence, not by pushing against it, but by letting it guide us. I encourage you, as you encounter things that push back against you, as you encounter turbulence, be it from code or from anything else, then instead of struggling against it, first ask the most important questions you can ask when you encounter a problem. Specifically, ask the question, why? It's very easy to assume that we know the answer to that question. As a young child, I assumed that turbulence ultimately meant something bad was happening, that was the why of the turbulence. It was only after I understood, thanks to my dad's help, that turbulence was there for a reason that I could think differently and ultimately react to that turbulence with calmness. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Developer Tea and this quick discussion about turbulence and about allowing turbulence to guide you rather than you fighting against that turbulence. Once again, today's episode is sponsored by Dev Bootcamp. Dev Bootcamp is an immersive coding program that transforms beginners into full-stack web developers. Head over to devbootcamp.com/developertea to learn more. Thank you again to Dev Bootcamp for sponsoring today's episode, and thank you for listening to Developer Tea. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe in whatever podcasting app you use. Pretty much any podcasting app allows you to subscribe. And by the way, the Apple TV just now launched their podcasting app in the latest update to the Apple TV, so make sure you subscribe there as well. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, enjoy your tea.